The Public News Service Joe Newscast, May the 2nd, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. In the first cabinet shuffle of his second term, President Donald Trump Thursday announced he is nominating Michael Waltz to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, while Secretary of State Marco Rubio will serve as the interim National Security Advisor while keeping his current role as well. That from ABC News. Meantime, CNBC reports on Wednesday, Waltz appeared to be communicating with other Trump officials on Signal, that after President Trump discouraged using the messaging app. Next up, a new bipartisan poll looks at how Latino voters in Arizona are feeling about Trump's first 100 days in office, and pollsters describe them as frustrated.
The poll from Unidos U.S. indicates the most important issues for Latino voters continue to be the cost of living and inflation, as well as jobs and the economy, followed by housing costs and health care. Yanet Murguia with Unidos U.S. explains Latino voters are feeling dismissed, saying Trump isn't living up to his campaign promises.
They are also concerned by proposed cuts in life-saving programs such as Medicaid, Social Security, and anti-hunger programs like SNAP that millions of Latinos rely on to help mitigate the cost of living.
While Trump did make gains with Latino voters in the 2024 election, Murguia says some are having buyer's remorse as they're seeing the potential impacts of the president's policy decisions. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And a report by the National Institute for Early Education Research shows Arkansas needs to improve its reach with pre-K students.
The state fell from 6th to 8th place in preschool access for 3-year-olds and from 22nd to 24th in access for 4-year-olds. Study co-author Steve Barnett says other southern states and many across the nation are outpacing Arkansas.
Lawmakers need to focus on two things. What can Arkansas do to lift its game? How can Arkansas improve the quality of its program, for example, by ensuring every teacher has a 4-year college degree in preschool, by ensuring adequate funding?
The report also shows lawmakers decreased the money allocated for the Arkansas Better Chance or ABC program. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
And for the Associated Press, a federal judge Thursday barred the Trump administration from deporting any Venezuelans from South Texas under an 18th century wartime law and said President Trump's invocation of it was unlawful. U.S. District Court Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr. is the first judge to rule that the Alien Enemies Act cannot be used against people who the Republican administration claims are gang members invading the U.S. This is Public News Service. A Minnesota proposal is in the works that supporters say would end forced labor in correctional facilities. They note the 13th Amendment was adopted nearly 160 years ago, but they believe a form of slavery is still present in America's prisons.
Advocacy groups point to wording in the Minnesota Constitution that there should be no slavery in the state, with exceptions for punishment for a crime. They say incarcerated people are exploited by having to work for 50 cents an hour, providing them little money to pay victims back, support their families, or have resources to rebuild their lives post-release. Aaron Ernst, who served time in Minnesota, says this overshadows other reforms.
You know, the rehabilitation part is kind of there, and then the reconnection to the community is just non-existent.
The End Slavery in Minnesota Coalition is working with lawmakers on a bill for next year's session to classify these individuals as legal workers with specific rights. I'm Mike Moen.
And Montana's wildlife risk is now 74% higher than other states. Experts encourage Montanans to think ahead on Wildlife Community Preparedness Day, May 3rd.
When wildfires ignite homes, an ember or small flame is usually to blame, according to the National Fire Protection Association. That means prep work in the immediate zone or the 5 feet surrounding a home is effective. Chief Engineer Ann Cope with the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety says that zone is critical because that's where wind eddies deposit embers and where flammable materials, including mulch, bushes, and stacked firewood tend to be.
When you bring those two things together, boom, that's where that teeny little fire is going to start that you could have just stomped out with your boot. That is sadly what's going to take down a house.
Cleaning roofs and gutters, installing metal mesh screening over open vents, repairing damaged shingles and window screens, and removing items stored under porches are simple ways to prepare for wildfire season. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Finally, peak bird migration is underway in Indiana. Rare species are moving through parks, forests, and backyards across the state, and more Hoosiers are watching.
Indiana lies along a major migratory flyway. Experts say it's one of the best states to spot birds in spring. Marion University biology professor David Benson is one of the world's top birders. He says the hobby helps people understand what birds need to survive.
If you're interested in a particular bird species, you need to know what habitat they live. We need to protect some of these different habitats. Some of the birds that are declining the most here in Indiana are the prairie species.
Up to 150 species can pass through in a single day. Top viewing spots include Eagle Creek Park, Fort Harrison, and southern Indiana's deep forest ravines. This story was produced with original reporting from Enrique Sines for Mirror Indy. I'm Joe Ellery reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find or trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.